Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ayodele Cassell walks the talk. That's what tap dancers do. Ayodele, an ensemble in the film and concert Chasing Magic, which she created and choreographed. She was the first and remains the only female performer in Savion Glover's Not Your Ordinary Tappers group. She was a fellow at the Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Study at Harvard. In that time, she explored the history of unsung women of color in tap. And more recently, she was tap choreographer for Funny Girl on Broadway. One of the actors called her work like the finest dagger in the entire world, just clawing up the floor. Ayodele Cassell now joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just smiling from ear to ear. I love that so much.
Well, it's my pleasure to meet you. I mean, you know, just such a fan. And I know you studied tap with the greats in college in New York, but what made you want to be a tap dancer?
Ooh. Aside from just the magical nature of it, that you can just literally float up over the wood floor and make so many sounds, I think when I learned, you know, that this art form was really rooted in a deep need to communicate, that I think that is what like made me a student for life. The reason I really wanted to start tap dancing was because of Ginger Rogers. Like, I saw Ginger Rogers on the screen when I was 17 years old. And I just remember really, really wanting to, like, not only be a tap dancer, but wanting to be Ginger Rogers.
With Fred Astaire.
With Fred Astaire, yeah. But I was really, really obsessed with Ginger. I mean, so much so that I bought a prom dress. Well, my mom bought a prom dress that looked like Ginger's in Swing Time. She was still alive. And I wrote in with an 8x10 self-addressed stamped envelope. And so I actually own a personally autographed Ginger Rogers 8x10 black and white, which makes me really, really happy. But I got my opportunity to, like, you know, take my first tap class when I was in college. And I do remember, like, however happy and joyful I was in living my Ginger dream, I was like, nobody is ever gonna see, you know, me, you know, black and Puerto Rican girl from the Bronx, like, as a tap dancing as a Hollywood star. And so there was part of me that was just sort of a little devastated about that. But then when I learned that this art form was really rooted in, you know, in black history, and I learned about Gregory Hines and, you know, John Bubbles and Bill Robinson, I was like, oh wait, this is my ancestral legacy as well.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned John Bubbles, because with Fred Astaire, even though you were captivated by Ginger, who always had to dance backwards and in high heels.
That's right.
That was whitewashing of what was really a black art.
Yeah. Yeah, and John Bubbles was, you know, one of Fred Astaire's, you know, teachers. And so when I think about the evolution of tap dancing, black dancers are the ones attached to that. So when we think about, I mean, Bill Robinson being on his toes, John Bubbles introducing the heels, Jimmy Slide and his style, the Nicholas Brothers, Gregory Hines just wanting to, like, feel the music, not just for presentation and entertainment, but really for, really, you know, really expressing himself. And then, of course, Savion Glover.
Well, and you got to dance Ginger Rogers' Fred Astaire number with Savion Glover.
I did. Do you remember? Did you see that?
Yes, when the troupe was
Not Your Ordinary Tappers, we had a number. We did Cheek to Cheek.
Well, but this is because you apparently went every day to watch Bring in the Noise, Bring in the Funk.
Yes.
Savion Glover's Broadway program, which was an all-male cast. And people noticed you.
I was obsessed with that show. It was the first time that I saw young people who looked like me on stage with just such authenticity and power. And the fact that tap dancing was telling stories, I just was like, this is something that I can do. I bought, like, all the $10 tickets, standing room, student stuff I could get, you know. I learned, like, the choreography by watching it. People in the cast started to, you know, notice me. And eventually, you know, he asked me to be a part of the group he was starting.
Well, we've been talking about a lot of legendary male black tappers, but talk about being a woman and a woman of color in tap. You did the Radcliffe piece when you were a fellow there, celebrating women.
Yeah, it started during that time when I was touring with Savion, because audiences would come up to me afterwards and say, like, oh my God, I didn't even know women tap danced. Or, you know, you dance just like them. And I remember thinking, like, that there are other women. I know about Ginger Rogers, Eleanor Powell, you know, Shirley Temple. I know about Ruby Keeler. I said, but I'm like, but where are the women who look like me? I just happened to be at my mom's house, where I was on the cover of The Village Voice. This is crazy, right? And so my mom had a copy of it. I look at the cover and it says The Hidden History of Black Women in Tap Dance right underneath my feet. you know, mm-hmm. just a picture of me, and underneath my foot was that title. And I called the writer, and she told me, hey, you know, Jenny Ligon is still alive. And I called her. I said, Jenny, I am a tap dancer from New York, and I, you know, I just found out about you. I would love to know so much about you. And the first thing she said to me was, you know, oh my, I thought they had forgotten me. And it was in that moment, I don't know, I just became really, once again, I keep using the word obsessed, but really called, like filled with this purpose to just find them and speak about them. You know, found out about Lois Bright and Juanita Pitts and Cora Lared and Louise Madison and Alice Whitman. And just the list kept getting longer and longer. Black women in the 30s, 40s, 50s, who basically, our stories were almost parallel. Mm-hmm. Like they would be hanging around stage doors, much like I was hanging around, the Ambassador Theater.
Well, and they defied the thinking that women tappers didn't have the stamina or the physicality to do what the men did.
No, absolutely. And they were dancing in flats.
As you do.
As I do, you know. And many women at the time were expected to, you know, be chorus girls and just dance in, like, you know, your fishnets and your high heels. And these women showed up in suits and bow ties and flats. And they were flashy. They were, you know, incredibly rhythmic. I mean, they were just beautiful. And I'm so happy they exist. Sadly, we don't have a lot of footage of many of them. But there are accounts. There are some video clips. So I know that it was real.
And there's your one woman show, Diary of a Tap Dancer, which you wrote about them. Yeah. How would you describe your form of tap? I mentioned that it was characterized, it was actually by Jared Grimes, mm-hmm. who's one of the stars of Funny Girl and who was your student years ago in New York. But he's the one who described it as a dagger. Mm-hmm. You're at WBUR's City Space, so we're so glad you're visiting with us. But let's listen to you at that event. So, Ayodele Cassell, how would you describe what you do?
I feel like my style is, oh, wow, that's a hard question. The first thing that comes to mind is powered by my ancestors. And with that, I mean, I don't know, deeply rooted in rhythmic jazz and jazz phrasing. It's contemporary. It sounds like Puerto Rico. It sounds like the Bronx. And light. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to say sophisticated, too.
I would like to agree with that. And probably all of those things are why you were tapped to do the Funny Girl tap choreography. We mentioned Jared Grimes, who plays Eddie Ryan, who's Fanny Bryce's mentor. People remember that Barbara Streisand played the role of Fanny Bryce. And this is the first time it's a Black actor who's been cast to play Eddie Ryan. Mm-hmm. One number in particular, I think it's called Eddie's Tap.
Yes.
You just revamped that. How so and why?
I revamped it because I felt like we had an incredible opportunity with having a Black American actor to represent the rhythm of those tap dancers that were born of that time. So I immediately thought of John Bovels, Bill Robinson. And so I spoke with my dance arranger for Funny Girl. Her name is Carmel Dean. I said, can we do something so that basically the tap itself, the rhythm, is the driving force and not the music?
Right.
And it's like, for me, 2 minutes of heaven in the show, because it really is just Eddie. You know, like, it's just the rhythm. It's so beautiful. And the tap dancing takes the lead, you know?
Right. Well, Ayodele, you got what we're understanding is rare, the title of tap choreographer on Funny Girl.
Yeah.
And attention's also being paid right now to the great Chloe Arnold.
Oh,
Yeah, who with her team is choreographing the tap in the new Will Ferrell
movie
Spirited.
It's so beautiful that we get to, first of all, I'm so excited that women tap dancers are leading in so many different ways. Michelle Dorrance and Dormisha, golly, like Mifunaki and Dre Torres. There's so many of us, and it's so exciting.
Well, Ayodele Cassell, you are foremost among them. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.